This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Monker. For more than two decades now, Anna-Sophie Mutter has patiently been waiting for an original violin concerto from the Russian composer Sofia Gubaidulina. Well, that concerto was finally written and dedicated to Mutter during the 2006 concert season. Bach was Gubaidulina's guide as she composed Mutter's concerto. And in fact, 1 year later, Gubaidulina was awarded Hamburg's prestigious Bach Prize for being a pioneer of contemporary classical music. On her new recording, Mutter has paired this new work, inspired by Bach, with two concertos by the master himself. Gubaidulina's work is titled In Tempus Presens, which means in the present time, and it's the centerpiece of this new recording. Anna-Sophie Mutter believes this work reveals so much about its composer. Each note dives into the depth of emotion, demonstrating that Sofia Gubaidulina doesn't compose to live. She truly lives to compose. This five-part concerto splits in two different directions. At first, Gubaidulina takes us heavenward with the instruments soaring to their highest registers. Next, we're plummeted to the deepest regions of hell through the use of trombones, tuba, and contrabassoon. Mutter is a musical wizard, twisting and turning through quick passages to explore every mood. The mysterious plunge into the underworld begins with a buzzing dialogue between soloist and orchestra. The tension builds as Valery Gergiev weaves a web of complicated textures and emotions with the London Symphony Orchestra. At the very end, the soloist breaks free and triumphs over fate. Gubaidulina takes her violin to places Bach could never have imagined, yet Anna-Sophie Mutter is attracted to both composers for their ability to combine the cerebral and the spiritual. To demonstrate their affinity, Mutter decided to record for a second time Bach's two violin concertos. The first time was with the English Chamber Orchestra in 1990. On this recording, she's reunited with Norway's Trondheim soloists. What first attracted Mutter to this small chamber group was their passion, their dedication, and their technical skill. These qualities continue to shine on this recording, where all the performers, including Mutter, play with copies of Baroque bows. Using Baroque bows gives their performance a sense of clarity and lightness that matches the original phrasing Bach intended. Very slight vibrato reveals Mutter's amazing intonation and her technical prowess as she floats through each melodic line in the first movement of the concerto in A minor. Mutter displays a profound sense of tenderness in the slow andante, which begins with an incredibly soft solo line. When Anna-Sophie Mutter made her earlier Bach recording with the English Chamber Orchestra, her approach was more calculated, somewhat cautious. With the Trondheim soloists, her approach is nimble and free. Mutter takes us on a refreshing joyride through singing melodies and crisp rhythms in the first movement of the violin concerto in E major. On this recording, the music of Bach has spawned something new from both Sofia Gubaidulina and Anna-Sophie Mutter. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.